On today's Technobabble, streaming for your church.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hello everyone and welcome again to another episode of Tech No Babble. I'm your host, Paul Allen Clifford. And today, let's just talk a little bit about streaming. As it turns out, I've been streaming on my site, Trinity Digital Media, for not quite a week now, and I just wanted to share some of my first impressions with you. As I'm recording this, I'm actually streaming it live, so if you hear squeaking or anything like that, it's just me adjusting in the chair because as a video guy, I have to adjust the camera. Just one of the downsides of, you know, having that eye. So, anyway, let's talk about streaming. There are various free services that you can do to stream your church service. Things like Ustream or Justin.tv or also even Hangouts on Google Plus. Now, each has their plus and minuses, but remember, if it's free, it's got some sort of issue because they've got to make money somehow, and that's perfectly fair. So the first thing that I want you to consider is, are there ads? Ustream, Justin.tv, some of the other free services out there have ads, and those ads interrupt ever so often, and it's not like they give you a heads up or something like that where you can pause your content. So it's kind of, they haven't really gotten it down to where it doesn't feel like a rude interruption to me. So I've seen this more than once where a church will be streaming and all of a sudden in the middle of a very important point, bam, car commercial. And it's not appropriate. It's not that the pastor was saying, hey, take a look at this car commercial for an example of the point that I'm making. No, it was just a commercial that happened to be on at that time, broke in mid-sentence, and that's kind of annoying. Now, you know, it is free, and Ustream does provide a paid service which gets rid of those, so that's one thing to consider. I myself considered doing a Google Plus Hangout on air for live streaming, but I never pulled the trigger, and here's why. I don't like that you have to have that bar on the bottom. Even if no one is watching, there will be a bar on the bottom with other participants or a place for other participants. Also, there's the auto-switching. Now, Hangouts is great for what it was designed for, and that's Hangouts. But for, like, watching a live event, it can get a little annoying. Now, you can kind of play with some of that, but I don't like the look of it, personally. So, the service I'm using is worshipchannels.com, and full disclosure, they're providing me a free stream, and so I've had a little bit of time to play with it, and while it's not perfect, I'm kind of enjoying it. It wasn't all that difficult to set up. They've got video tutorials to guide you through the process. But basically what you do is you download the Flash Media Live Encoder, and the Flash Media Live Encoder is just software that runs on your computer. Then you need a video input. Now, this is where it could get difficult. Now, if you're a church, I don't want you to just set up a webcam on the back row and go from there. A webcam is really designed for a close-up shot. And so what I want you to do is I want you to have a dedicated camera that has a USB or FireWire out connection that can connect to your computer. Now, there are other ways to do it as well. A lot of modern cameras have HDMI out. HDMI is, well, I love it for my Blu-ray player. Makes things nice and simple over short distances. But the problem that I see with HDMI is it's designed to fail. So the whole point behind it is copy protection, so that you cannot make a copy of whatever comes over HDMI. So that's kind of like taking a bicycle and trying to figure out how to make it so that someone can't use it as a getaway vehicle for a robbery. It's a bicycle. It's meant to be a vehicle. And messing with things only makes it harder to use as a bicycle. HDMI is the same way. So with some cameras that have HDMI, you can take the HDMI out and convert that to serial digital, SDI, and ingest that into your computer using an input device, and that might just work perfectly for you. But again, don't just use a webcam at the back of the sanctuary. Definitely do not take a computer with a webcam in it and just turn it around so that the screen faces the front of the room. You really don't have any real control there. I'm wrestling right now with my webcam that I'm using for this live stream. And the problem that I have is, as a videographer, I want to control the video signal a little bit better. And right now it's got an auto gain control where it decides what it should adjust for. And just me moving my hand changes it, because the light bounces off of my hand and it decides, okay, maybe the signal should be darker or maybe the signal should be lighter. It's really kind of annoying. So those are a few gotchas. Another one that you need to consider is your bandwidth. So I don't have the best internet service here where I'm streaming, and I'm looking to upgrade it, but that's something else that you should keep in mind as you're streaming at your church. Now, the biggest thing that you need is good, solid upload speed on your bandwidth, and when you're streaming, that's what really matters. Unfortunately, for reasons that I don't totally get, internet services tend to be asynchronous, meaning you might get 10 megabits per second down, but only 50 kilobits per second up. You know, just something crazy out of proportion like that. Right now, I just did a test, and the signal that I have coming down is about 11 to 12 megabits, but what I have going up is 500 to 800 kilobits. So I don't have nearly as much going up as I do coming down, and I really wish I could get something more synchronous. Also, keep in mind that if you have a internet service and it goes down when you need it, you can't stream. That's very important to know. So, for example, if you only have cable modem at your church, let's say you're using business class cable modem, but that's all you've got, and it goes down during service, you're out of luck. Now, the way to fix that is to have a redundant internet connection. So you could have both a cable modem and DSL, for example, or maybe a satellite service, but satellite, the upload speed tends to be pretty slow. You could also have, as a backup, a wireless signal, but that's going to get pretty pricey pretty quickly. So those are all things for you to consider. What another thing to consider is when you're doing a paid service versus a free service, paid services will charge you based on how many people you have watching. Well, a free service, they don't care. In fact, they kind of prefer that you have more people because that's more people seeing their ad. So what you want to do is you want to look at the metric that they're offering you. So Ustream, for example, for $99 a month, you can get 100 viewer hours. Now, that sounds pretty good. 100 people watching your message, except it's not. Let's say your service is an hour long. The one at my church is longer, but let's just say it's an hour long just for calculation purposes. So that's 100 people watching a one-hour service, except you have four of those a month, sometimes five. So if you have four a month, that's 25 people watching a one-hour service. If you have five a month, that's 20 people watching a one-hour service. You see how that gets complicated? Now, what if you wanted to stream your Wednesday evening or your Sunday evening service or your youth service as well? Wow, those 100 viewer hours disappear pretty quickly. Now, Worship Channels does it by bandwidth, and that might be more helpful to you because you could stream SD for in order to lower the amount of bandwidth that you're using as opposed to HD. And that might be a reasonable solution. Another thing to consider with reference to that is that HD is widescreen, where SD tends to be 4x3. And sometimes people don't notice the resolution difference. They notice the aspect ratio. So that's something else that you can do to kind of fool the signal. Not that you want to be obviously lying about what's going on, but it could actually save you a little bit of money. So those are just a few of my ideas about streaming. Go ahead, if you're curious about streaming, and download the Flash Media Live Encoder or the QuickTime Live Encoder. Those are both free. The QuickTime one is, of course, Mac-centric, but the Flash Media Live Encoder works on both PCs and Macs, and so you can take a look at the different settings and see if you could understand what it is. The Worship Channels people, when I did it, they just said, okay, here's your URL, here's your stream identifier, and I just copied those and pasted them in, and everything was great. So that's basically how you do it. It's just a matter of having the ability to upstream and having the ability to get your video and audio signals into your computer. I hope that helps everyone, and until next time, go out and change eternity.